My name is Michaela. I am 17 years old. Today is December 14th, and I'm speaking with Hans, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Norfolk, Nebraska. So, Dad, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? Like, what were you like as a child?
Well, as you know, I grew up in Germany. We lived in a small town, size-wise, probably like Madison, about 3,000 population. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad, they rented a home at that time.
The same home they live in now still?
No, it was the old renting house. We were about two and a half miles from school, from mm-hmm. my grade school. Back then there was no buses or anything.
So did you have to walk or did you ride your bike?
You took the bicycle, even in the wintertime. It was a bicycle right way there where you didn't go on the street basically with your bicycle. And that's what everybody did at that time. And when I turned 8, my mom and dad built a house outside of that town.
The same house that
in the new development where my mom still lives and your grandma. Yeah. And that's where I lived the rest of the years till I moved over to the United States.
What year did you move over here?
I basically, I should go back a little bit. In the 80s, my grandma, your great-grandma, she had a sister living over here who immigrated back in the early 20s. And she took one grandchild over to visit her every year. And in the early 80s, it was my turn to come over here. And at that time, I liked the United States on that visit. I really fell in love with it. And after that, I had to get my degrees after school. I got a degree in office equipment technician and went to the military. I was in the German Air Force before I came over in 1996 to the United States.
So, like, taking back to your childhood, what was, like, school like? Or how is it different now that you've seen it here? Like, how does it compare? Or is it, like, the same? Like, you go from kindergarten to...
You don't have kindergarten over there. Kindergarten would be like a preschool.
Oh.
But you don't have to do kindergarten. You start in first grade, and the school system is a little bit different. You have the first 4 years of grade school, then you have 2 years of orientation years, the fifth and sixth grade.
What's the orientation?
It basically gives you an orientation where you're gonna go as far, and it's the depends a lot on your grades. If you are doing highly good, then you can go on what's called gymnasium or middle school or basic school. If
you get to like pick, or they pick for you, or your parents choose.
If you can, between yourself and your parents, you and your grades.
Yeah.
That all influences that. And if you choose to do the basic school, then you graduate after ninth grade. If you go to middle school, which is called Real School, you go or graduate after 10th grade. And
that's what you did, didn't you? You graduated.
That's what I did, 10th grade, yes. And then if you do gymnasium, it's basically the same like high school, like here. And a lot of kids do the middle school mm-hmm. and then do a trade school after that.
Yeah.
Trade school is a little bit different than the trade schools here. You look for your trade, the trade you want to do, and you apply as a trainee at a company.
Yeah. And you go work there?
And you actually work during the week, 3 days, and 2 days of the week you go to a college.
Yeah.
Specialized for that trade. And you actually get paid already by the company. The company even pays for the school.
Kind of like an internship here?
So you don't even pay for the college.
You don't pay for college over there?
No, not for college, unless you go to the university. And you can go to the university if you have middle school and trade school, then you can go on to the university. If you do high school right away, then you can go right away to the university.
So was your childhood school, was it like a public school, or is there private schools, or what is, what's
there
it like?
Is some private schools there, but they're not very common. It is mostly all public schools.
And that's basically what you went to?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's correct.
So, like, talking about your family more, I guess, compared to, like, mom's side here, how we have, like, big family gatherings, like, get together for the holidays. Did you guys do that when you were a child, or was it mostly just, like, you, Aunt Doris, and then...
It was more our immediate family.
It wasn't, like, a big...
Not big. For us here, it's now because Grandma and Grandpa live so close.
Right.
The rest of the family lives close. For us, they were kind of scattered all over northern Germany, our relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, it was always a tradition that on Christmas Eve, my uncle had a bakery. And my dad always went there Christmas Eve day to help out because it was on one of the busiest days in the bakery. And when I got a little older, then I went with him all the time, and my sister too, and helped out in the bakery. And then we came back later afternoon. And in the meantime, Mom had set up the tree and decorated the tree. And we were not allowed to go into the living room till we had supper that night,
mm-hmm.
on Christmas Eve. And then... the dishes were all done, and then we could go in the living room, mm-hmm. and could see the tree the first time, and that's when we had our gift exchange.
You had like a gift exchange. Right. So, like, talking about the bakery, was that your first job, or did you ever work there, like, as a teenager?
No, that was just helping there, basically. I did it even later on when I was older and I had a driver's license. Sometimes I helped out my uncle and driving a little bit, but that was all voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
I had basically my first job besides school or after school was in a... nursery for little flowers. And it was basically just filling pots with potting soil, getting them ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember all that money I saved up, I bought my first little 15-inch black and white TV from it, and
yeah.
Bought my first stereo,
mm-hmm.
and which was good, because it was not all given to you right away. I learned the value of money, which I'm really thankful for, because that helped me later on in life to financially get to a point where you can afford some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did your grandparents live like close to you, or did you still have great grandparents when you were a child, or were they?
There was
passed?
No great grandparents. On my dad's side, my grandpa died when I was 6 years old, so I really.
Your dad's dad, or your
my mom? Dad's dad? Oh. Yes, I really don't have any memory of him. My grandma, my dad's mom, she passed away. I was probably 13, and I remember her very good. but she was paralyzed for the last 13 years of her life. So she was basically
she basically only knew her when she was paralyzed.
When she was sitting and laying the last 5 years. And then I had on my mom's side my grandpa. I never knew because he was killed in Russia in World War II. He never came back from Russia. And my grandma, on mom's side, I remember the best because she passed away in 85, and that was the one who brought me over here the very first time to a visit.
Oh. So you knew, at least you knew.
I knew two grandmas, pretty good, yes. Yeah. But no grandpas.
No grandpas?
No.
So what was like your favorite childhood memory growing up in a different country, since it's so different here?
I don't know if...
What's something different that you did that was...
I don't know if there was anything big different was what we did as children, you know. We, compared to now, for sure, we were outside a lot more. There was no cell phones and there was no computers. We went outside or came back from school, did our homework because we didn't have homeroom and that stuff in school. We had to do all our homework at home. So that was usually done first, and then we went outside till it was dark.
Yeah.
In the wintertime, we were in ice skating. In the summertime, we went swimming or built some forts out of wood. And it was a lot of
outdoors
activities.
No, video games.
No, day after day.
Yeah. All right, that's all I have, so thank you.
You're welcome.